So the definition of bhakti, jnana, karma, anavritam, it says, what does the uncovering actually mean? What does this whole phrase mean? Actually, jnana and karma are two basic faculties of every human being, or every living being, we could say, for that matter. Now, jnana connotes with knowledge, cognition. Karma connotes with action. So, you know, basically, there are the hands, there is the head, there is the heart. So, karma is primarily the path of the hands. We do things in this world. Jnana is the path of the head. Where in jnana we focus, observe, what is the nature of this? What is the nature of this? What is the nature of this? Underlying the hands and the head, unifying it all is the heart. So, bhakti is the process of the heart, but it is not the process of the heart alone. It is the process of the heart which engages the head and engages the hands also. So, when we say jnana karmadi anavritam, what that means is that there is when the jnana and karma are covered, that means they are motivated by something other than pure love. So the covering is basically a misdirection. Now, when there is white light, but it is covered by a red film, at that time the white light comes out as red. So now, similarly, the soul has the capacity for action, the soul has the capacity for cognition. But when there is lack of devotion, when there is misdirection of love from the Supreme towards anything else, then the capacity for action, the capacity for cognition are misdirected. They become not just misdirected, but they become motivated by something else. And that's the contamination. So the uncovering of these means that it's not that the bhakti rejects karma or bhakti rejects jnana. Devotees are active, devotees are also intellectual. They think, they have philosophy, they study philosophy, they propagate philosophy also. But these are all subordinated to the love of the heart, they are harmonized. So, at one level, purification means removing that which is imposed. Now, from the world, there are so many impressions which have come upon us, and we try to remove those impressions. So, one conception of purification is that we remove that which has been imposed externally from us. So, the impressions are removed. But another understanding of purification also is that which is the innate nature and longing of the soul, that is activated. So purification has both aspects to it. So anavritam means currently our jnana and karma are both misdirected by the various conceptions and contaminations that we have. So we remove those conceptions, we remove those contaminations. But after that, as the soul becomes, soul's nature to love in Sri Krishna becomes activated, then jnana and karma become harmonized with that. So we see, for example, our acharyas. Shukdev Goswami, earlier he was from a monastic disposition. But when he understood how the all-attractive Supreme Person transcends the impersonal Brahman, then he used his phenomenal intelligence to compose and speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the jnana, which was avrita earlier, it became anavrita. That means he used the same knowledge that he had, but rather than using that knowledge to simply understand impersonal Brahman, now he used it to glorify the personal Bhagavan. Similarly, karma, when we are materially minded, when our conceptions are material, at that time we use our capacity for action for material purposes. So, there are many kings who would perform yajñas. The karma usually refers to some punya karma. So they would do various kinds of yajñas. This Prachini Barishad was a king who would do yajñas, but he had no conception of transcendence. Now, the fourth canto of this guy, Prithumara, is also doing yajñas. But when he was doing yajñas, he was not just remembering the particular devatas for whom the yajñas were performed. He was remembering Vishnu. And he was offering the fruits of that yajña to Vishnu. So the idea is karma is not to be given up, jnana is not to be given up. Arjuna, for example, was going to do the karma of fighting and he wanted to give it up. But Krishna told, don't give it up. He says, do it with a spiritual conception, do it with a spiritual motivation. So jnana karma adi anavritam means we have the capacity for action, we have the capacity for cognition, harmonize both of them with the purpose of devotion. That is jnana karma adi anavritam. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Yes, bro. Can you see?